Phoenix FM at Brands Hatch, and I'm joined by Ryan from Supercars Essex, who, well, I was going to say you've driven two cars here today that are quite flash, but you turned up in a fairly decent one as well.
Yeah, not quite the same as the stuff on the track though.
So you turn up here in a Lamborghini, but I mean, as much as it's a track day, that's not the car you've been driving out on track, is it?
No, not at all. Everything's a lot more stripped out and made to go around the track rather than for the road. So good fun.
And I mean, this is pretty much, even though you're into supercars and stuff, this is a new experience in many ways for you, isn't it?
Yeah, fairly new. A few track days, but only in road cars. So a bit different to drive this stripped out track stuff, like I said. Very, very different. Whole new experience on that sense.
I mean, where we're standing, we're looking at your Lamborghini. We're standing next to a Radical, which is amazing. And we've got the Fiesta, which, as you say, is the race-ready car that's over there as well of Matt's. It's amazing, really, what we've ended up with today.
Yeah, completely different kind of things. The little Focus, not having any kind of fabric, just pure metal and roll cage. It's very different. Although quite funny that it's got the same gear lever as a road going one, so it does look quite strange inside there. And then the Radical, just a completely different bit of kit. I can't believe they actually make them to go on the road as well. Bit crazy, but good fun around the track though.
And I'd say amazing. I mean, I've been a passenger in the Radical today. You've had a chance to drive it.
Yeah, had a chance to drive it. Very different experience, different gearbox, different steering, different clutch, all sorts of different compared to road cars, and a lot of other crazy quick drivers in similar cars on the track as well.
And this fits in nicely with your line of work in many ways anyway, doesn't it? Coming here and doing this give you a chance to branch out and a few more ideas.
Yeah, very much so. It's different to what we usually do because everyone's enjoying their road cars, although they're very nice cars. They don't quite experience it the same way. A lot of the guys do track days in their road cars, but like I just said, it's just a completely different feeling driving one of these compared to a new Ferrari or Lamborghini or something like that. It's a whole different experience.
And I mean, from your own point of view, people do want to find out more about where it fits in with you and your line of work. How can they find out more about you?
We're all over social media and and the internet and that, although our club is private members only, so our events only go to the owners of the supercars, so that's the only way you'd find out about our events, apart from public shows that we may attend. So owners have to get in touch with myself, and that's the only way they are part of the club. So it's all very private.
So me driving a Fiesta, that wouldn't qualify.
Not quite, no, not quite. Maybe here today, though.
Yeah. At least it's that foot in the door. Oh, look, thanks, Ryan. And so much more going on in the next few months. We'll be keeping an ear.
Definitely, yeah, definitely be in touch. And a few more things coming along together as well, I think.
Great stuff. Thanks, chances.
Thanks very much.